given how tightly packed humans are for the most part these days, I understand the need for embalming, which to my understanding arose out of war when you'd have a lot of bodies and you would have to figure out what to do with all of them. And I understand that if you have all sorts of people in a city and you leave bodies just around, it's a way to communicate disease. I understand that. That said, embalming has always seemed to me to be one final fuck you to the planet. That this culture is based on non-reciprocal relationships. This culture is based on those at the top stealing from everybody, those at their perceived top stealing from everybody below. And the fundamental relationship on this planet is really death and rebirth, by which I mean you die. So a buried thrush dies, gets eaten by a hawk, and is reborn as part of the hawk. The predator-prey relationship is the fundamental relationship, whether it's aphids eating, sucking sap from plants, or whether it is sparrows eating the aphids, or hawks eating the sparrows, or the sparrow or the hawk having a heart attack and falling to the ground and being eaten by a raccoon. Cycles within cycles within cycles. And part of the, I sometimes view life as this wonderful giant, I'm going to say amusement park, but I kind of hate amusement parks, but this wonderful giant experience that you get to have. And it's kind of like, and the thing is, you pay for this experience at the end, and you pay with your life. And whom do you pay? You pass on. You literally are paying forward. You're passing on the gift of your body to those who eat you and to the soil ultimately. And when Ed Abbey died, several of his friends grabbed the body and they took it out in the desert, as they should, and as is just and right and proper. And when I die, which I hope is not particularly soon, but when I die, what I really want is for my body to be put out in the forest to be devoured by bears and by foxes and by, when I die, I want to become a part of the forest and I want to feed it as it has fed me for these last 20 years. I remember reading decades ago about a man who killed his daughter and then he dumped her body out in the forest. And the judge was angry that the man killed his daughter and sentenced him to prison for a long time for that, as he should. I'm great with what the judge did there. But the judge added time and gave him a special lecture for, and you left your daughter's body out there to be devoured by wild animals. And I don't, and for me, that always stuck with me because we have this absolute terror of giving back to nature. And it is blasphemy to to give our bodies back to nature. And I find that horrifying. And again, I'm not particularly looking forward to death, but when I die, I hope I feed the forest.